Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Please describe other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality, who appeared on this planet Earth imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities like killing Putana. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit requested Sukadeva Goswami to narrate other childhood pastimes exhibited by Krishna while playing as a human child. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates at different times in different planets and universes, and according to the nature of those places, He exhibits His unlimited potency, that a child sitting on the lap of His mother was able to kill the gigantic Putana is extremely wonderful for the inhabitants of this planet. But on the other planets, the inhabitants are more advanced, and therefore the pastimes of the Lord performs there are still more wonderful. Krishna's appearance on this planet like a human being makes us more fortunate than the demigods in the higher planets. And therefore Maharaj Parikshit was very much interested in hearing about Him. Mukam karati bachalam pangul langhayate giring jat kripataham mande sri guru dina tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya sharam namo vishnu padaya krishna. We are continuing our discussion from yesterday. So yesterday, Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadeva Goswami to explain more. Today is also expressing the same desire to hear more about Krishna. And he is requesting Sukadeva Goswami to talk about Krishna, about his childhood pastimes, because before that killing of Putana was described, so he was very happy to hear that. That's why he quoted that, please explain other wonderful activities like killing Putana. So God is wonderful, but Krishna is most wonderful. Why? Because Krishna, when He performs His activities, looks like He is performing as a normal human being, but the activities are super excellent. So therefore, to understand Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead is difficult. That's why Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam. If we have the faith that Krishna's activities are transcendental, then we can enter into the inner aspect of Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, it will look like normal activities. So here, in the purport, Prabhupada is telling that Krishna's appearance on this planet is very significant. And he is telling that we are more fortunate than the demigods in the higher planets. Means Krishna does not appear, I think, in the higher planetary system. He appears only earthly planet to perform His wonderful activities in Vrindavan. So Krishna's appearance is also unique, and apparently there is contrast, and because of that He is God. He is telling that He is Aja. He does not take birth. Aja apishan abhaya atma bhutanam ishtar apisham prakritim samadhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. He says that I am Aja, I am unborn. Then how He can take birth? Apparently contradictory. But if we hear the commentaries by the acharyas, there is no contradiction. He is Aja, He is unborn, because He does not take birth in the spiritual world. That's why He is Aja. He is eternally there. But in this world, He does not take birth, He appears. He said, sambhavami atma mayaya. By his internal potency, he appears in this world. So there is no contradiction. There is no Janmashtami festival in the spiritual world. Because Krishna never took birth. Mother Yashoda never became Krishna's mother because Mother Yashoda gave birth to Krishna. It's not like that. In this world, to become mother, you have to give birth. But Mother Yashoda did not become Krishna's mother because she gave birth to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhatata. Everything comes from Krishna, including Mother Yashoda. So how come then Mother Yashoda is mother? Because Krishna has created the parental affection in Mother Yashoda. And because of that, Mother Yashoda is the mother. So therefore Krishna is aja. He is unborn. But in this world, Krishna takes birth. And when Krishna takes birth, his appearance is like a normal, ordinary child. But if you go deeper into Krishna's birth, it is also very, very mysterious. We all know that Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. And he appeared as 400 Narayan form. Because Devaki and Vasudeva perform austerity in their last life to get Krishna as their son. So in order to confirm that yes, I have appeared, so Krishna appeared as 400 Narayan form. Then from 400, he appeared as 200 normal ordinary child. But we say that Krishna is the source of everything. So how come Narayan form has become 200 Krishna form? And from this many people think that's why it shows that original God is 400. And Krishna is the manifestation of Narayan. It's logical. Because from 400, 200 form manifested. But it is not like that. That's why you need the commentary from the acharyas. So Krishna appeared also as son of Yashoda. On Janmashtami day, Krishna appeared in two places. He appeared as 400 form in the prison house of Kamsa. But Krishna also appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda in Vrindavan, 200 original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that Krishna, by the Yogamaya potency, appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. And that 400 form of Narayan merged into the form of Krishna. That is the secret. And who can understand that? Only the Gauriya Vaishnavas, those who are followers of Yashodanandan, they can explain this kind of mysterious aspect of Krishna's appearance. So Prabhupada also explains Krishna's appearance is like appearance of the sun in the horizon. He gives that analogy. It's a very interesting analogy. So Krishna, just like sun does not take birth in the morning and leaves its body in the evening. It's not like that. Krishna, in the same way, does not take birth and does not leave his body. Krishna appears and disappears. The sun appears in the morning and sun disappears in the evening. In the same way, Krishna appears in this world and also disappears from this world. In the same way, when sun appears, sun controls the time. It's not that when sun is at the middle of the sky, it's 12 o'clock, it doesn't mean that sun is 12 hours old. Rather, when sun is at the middle, that is 12 o'clock. So sun controls the time, not time controls sun. In the same way, Krishna is not controlled by time. It's not that Krishna performed pastimes for 125 years. He lived like 125 years. It's not like that. So, Krishna controls the time, and time cannot control Krishna. That is second aspect of the sun. Third, it is not that Krishna, the sun is appearing and disappearing. Sun is always there in the horizon. But because of our limited vision, some people in this planet can see sun for some time and cannot see sun after some time. But sun is there all the time. In the same way, Krishna is there all the time. But because of our limited vision, he sometimes looks like appear in this planet, and then he disappears and appears in other planet. It doesn't mean Krishna is appearing. Krishna is always there. But his appearance is subject to our limited vision. But Krishna is not controlled by our vision. Krishna is always there. Just like a child cannot understand the mystery of sun's activity, just like he is rising in the morning, setting in the evening, this kind of thing a child cannot understand because he does not know the science of astronomy. But who knows the science of astronomy can easily understand the setting and rising of the sun. In the same way, those who are not educated in the science of Krishna consciousness cannot understand the appearance and disappearance of Krishna. But who are Krishna conscious, who understand the science of Krishna and science of Krishna consciousness, for them it is very easy to understand Krishna's appearance and disappearance. So therefore, Krishna's appearance is wonderful. Because today's theme is that Krishna is very wonderful. So Krishna's appearance is very wonderful, full of wonder, full of mystery. So then his activities are also wonderful. It is said, wonderful activities of Krishna. So when Ramchandra was performing his pastime, he was in the forest. So while he was moving around in the forest, he saw at one place, it's a big pile of bones. And when he saw that, he asked, why so much bones are there? So, one person reported that here there are a lot of rakshasas are there. So they eat all the munis or rishis in the forest. And that's why all these bones are lying here. So when Ramachandra heard that, he became very angry. He took up his bow. He said, I want to kill them. I want to kill all these demons. Then Sita Devi, being the mother, she said, why you want to kill them? They are also your children. She said, no, I have come here to establish dharma. I have come here to kill the demons. Then Sita Devi said, don't use this bow and arrow. As soon as you take up the bow and arrow, you like to kill. So don't take this bow and arrow. So Ralaram Chandra said, I cannot give up this bow and arrow because I have come here, appeared here to use this bow and arrow to kill all these demons. But if you want, because you are desiring, when I will appear as Krishna in Vrindavan, I will not use any weapon. So Sita Devi was very happy. But when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, he started killing. So he heard that Putana was killed. When Krishna killed Putana, when he was only 7 days old. 7 days. So Putana came to kill Krishna. He has put poison on her breast and she thought that she will feed the breast milk. Along with that, Krishna will drink the poison and he will be dead. But Putana was not knowledgeable about the power of Krishna. So Krishna he fulfilled the desire of Putana also. He drank the milk, he drank the poison, but he also drank one thing extra. He took away the life air of Putana, and Putana was killed. So in Vrindavan pastime, Krishna killed so many demons. So Radharani told Krishna that you promised that you will not kill, but you are killing left and right. So Krishna said, I have not told you that I will not kill. I told you that I will not use any weapon. So in Vrindavan pastime, Krishna never used any weapon to kill any demon. Very interesting. He used different parts of his body to kill different demons. Even our Kamsa, one punch, Kamsa was dead. Powerful. So Krishna's activities are very wonderful. And when he does pastimes in Vrindavan, full of controversy. Whatever controversy you can imagine in the material existence, Krishna did that in Vrindavan. Most controversial god ever existed in the history. So what he did is, from his childhood he started stealing. Then he started having relationship with women. Not only one woman, two women. How many? When he had Maharas Lila, he used to dance with Satyakoti. In Sanskrit, Satyakoti. 1 crore is equal to 10 million. So Satyakoti means 1,000 million, means 1 billion. Krishna used to dance with 1 billion gopis. Some devotees argue, why we should be envious of Krishna? So one Maharaj in class was telling that, who will not be envious with this boy? In Vrindavan, only one boy, and how many 1 billion girls are looking at that boy? So who will not be envious of that boy? So that is Krishna. So some people try to imitate Rasa Leela. In India, they said, killing Putana did not happen. Lifting Govardhan Hill is story. But Rasa Leela is real. But for them, they're thinking that Krishna was dancing with only one or two gopis. It's not like that. Krishna was dancing with 1 billion gopis, and that Rasa Leela took place for one night of Brahma. You know what is one night of Brahma, right? One night of Brahma is equal to 1,000 yuga cycle. 1,000 chaturjuga. And one chaturjuga is 4,320,000 years. Multiplied by 1,000. Lot of figures. So Krishna danced for one night of Brahma. So when Krishna was performing Rasa Leela, the normal time factor was not applicable. Very inconceivable. Very difficult to understand. That's why those who do not have faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very difficult to understand Krishna's pastime. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada that, you are telling Krishna can do anything. He's supremely powerful. So he asked a question, can your God create a stone which he cannot lift? Very interesting question. So Prabhupada said, yes. So my God can create a stone which he cannot lift, but after some time he will lift it. So that is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So Krishna was stealing butter. Why he has to steal butter? Mother Yashoda was not also convinced. Why Krishna needs to steal butter? Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. 9 lakh cows. So how much milk they must have? From that, how much butter, high quality butter, was produced by Mother Yashoda? Still, Krishna used to steal. Why? There is different taste in stealing. In our childhood also, those who have done that, they could experience. If whatever is easily available is not so interesting. Whatever is not available easily and you do it breaking the law and get it, that is tasty. So Krishna is experiencing because he is the source of everything. So Krishna wants to experience that. And gopis used to complain to Mother Yashoda that your son is creating lot of disturbance in our houses. Please stop that. So Mother Yashoda did not believe. He said, please give some evidence, proof. So one day, Krishna was stealing in some gopi's house. And that gopi caught him. Got Krishna somehow. So that gopi thought, today I have the first hand evidence that Krishna is caught. So that gopi brought Krishna to the house of Mother Yashoda. So she was calling Mother Yashoda, look, Mother Yashoda, you are not believing that Krishna steals. So today I have the evidence. Said, what evidence? So Krishna is with me. So Mother Yashoda was laughing. So then that gopi saw that Krishna is coming out from his room. Just came out from the sleep. So when she looked at Krishna, he said, who is he? Then he looked at that boy, and that boy is a son. And Krishna was smiling. So she could not understand what's happening. So then she was very embarrassed. So he came out from the house. And when he was walking back, then again she looked at then Krishna. So Krishna is smiling. He said, don't complain to my mother, okay? This time I became your son. If you complain again, next time I will become your husband. So don't play with me like that. So Krishna enjoys because why Krishna is stealing butter? Because he wants to give satisfaction to the gopis also. All the gopis are complaining, but gopis also wanted Krishna will come to their houses and steal butter. Krishna does everything for the pleasure of his devotees. That is Krishna's greatness. That is Krishna's sweetness. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. And Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is very intimate. Intimacy is the sweetness. Krishna is not great in Vrindavan. Krishna doesn't want to be great. If someone is great, you cannot be intimate with him. But Krishna wants to experience intimacy with his devotees. That is the glory of Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan is so glorious? Because Krishna is not God there. Krishna wants to forget he is God, and by the Yogamaya potency, he wants to make the devotees of Vrindavan to forget also that Krishna is God. That's why they become so intimate. So I was hearing that when Krishna was killing Kamsa, that time Vasudeva and Devaki was looking from the prison that Krishna is killing. So then they started, oh, Krishna is God. But Krishna didn't want that Devaki and Vasudeva will see him as God. So by the Yogamaya potency, he covered over to make them forget. But still, Vasudeva and Devaki, they know, although Krishna is their son, but Krishna is God. But in Vrindavan, that concept is completely absent. So you know, because Kartik is coming, I'll give that hint of that pastime. So when Krishna creates trouble, Mother Yashoda wants to give punishment. But Krishna always takes shelter of Rohini Devi and Balaram. So that day, one particular day, the day Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda. That day, Balaram and Rohini were not there. So Mother Yashoda thought today is the best day. So if you want to do something to Krishna, today is the day. So Mother Yashoda was planning, today I'll give something to him. So Krishna was caught and Krishna was bound by the rope and Krishna was suffering like anything because he cannot play bound. So his whole pastime. But coming to the point, what I want to make, so Balaram was not there, so Balaram came back in the afternoon and Krishna lodged a complaint. Said, what kind of injustice is happening to me? In your presence, my dear brother, you are Balaram, you are my brother, in your presence, I am being punished like that. I have been bound like this whole day, I cannot play with my friends. What kind of injustice is happening? Please do something. Then Balaram became very angry. He thought, who has done it? So he became very angry. Who has done it? Who has done it? I'll see. Who has done it? So he's shouting and screaming. Then Mother Yashoda was hearing. And Mother Yashoda said, I have done it. What is your problem? So Balaram said, you don't know. He said, who is Krishna? You know who is Krishna? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. So really? Then Mother said, then who are you? He said, you don't know? Who am I? I am Balaram. I am Sankarsan. Ananta says, everything manifests because of me. He said, oh. Then Mother said, all gods have no other place than my house to appear or what? Then she took the stick. And Balaram, by seeing the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, ran away out of fear. And Balaram told Krishna, I cannot help you. So Krishna Balaram, the source of everything, the supreme personality of Godhead, there in fear, by seeing a simple stick in the hand of their mother, that shows that love is superior to the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan means love. Not love of this world. That is real love. What is the meaning of love? Aslishava padaratang pinastumang adarshanang marmahatang karatuba. Jathatatava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu soyavanapar. Unconditional. And that is our natural constitutional position. The soul wants to love and wants to be loved. That is the natural constitutional position. But because we have forgotten to love Krishna, we are trying to love so many people on this planet. And we are not getting fulfillment. And we will not get fulfillment because every relationship in this world is tainted with selfish motive. So I was hearing one joke that in this world, love is called romance. But that romance remains till marriage. It is said, romance before marriage and finance after marriage. So romance stops when reality begins. So there is no concept of love in this world. But we are enamored by that. Why? Because that is natural. Unless and until we revive our love for Krishna, we have to love someone. Because living entity cannot stay aloof from that activity. So Prabhupada said that if you want to see love, come to Vrindavan. So what is the meaning of love? Then we can experience that in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Some people think, oh, Vrindavan is village. There is no opulence. People think like that. Opulence means dharka. But it's a wrong concept. The level of opulence Vrindavan has is much, much more than the opulence of dharka. Million times greater than the opulence of dharka. But when we talk about Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan, they don't talk about this opulence. Because love is so intense, for them opulence has no meaning. Meaningless. That is the supremacy of love in Vrindavan. So intense. Krishna doesn't care opulence. Krishna is hankering for the love of his devotees. We are hankering to serve Krishna, but Krishna is hankering for the love of Brajavasis. That is the glorious nature of Vrindavan Dham. That's why when Krishna left Vrindavan and he was in Dwarka, the queens of Dwarka, they used to serve Krishna in a perfect manner. Still Krishna was not happy. Why? Because intensity of love of Vrindavan cannot be compared with any other love in this whole creation. Why? That is selfless. There is no selfish motive. Even the love of Dwarka Vasis, there is some motive. And that was proven by Krishna. When Krishna had headache, Narad Muni came, Krishna told, in order to cure my headache, I need the dust of the feet of my devotees. So Narad Muni approached the devotees of Dwarka, including Rukmini Devi and others. They refused to give that dust because they said, if I give the dust and that is put on the head of Krishna, we will go to hell. But when Narad Muni approached Radharani and the gopis, they are willing to give, and they gave lot of dust. In Vrindavan, there is no scarcity of dust. So they gave lot of dust. Then Narad Muni asked Radharani and the gopis, you are not scared that you will go to hell? He said, we know you go to hell. But the pain we are going through now by hearing Krishna is having headache is nothing as compared to the suffering if I go through in the hell eternally. So that is the love of Brajavasis. So they think that suffering in the hell eternally is nothing when they hear that Krishna is having suffering because of headache. So how we can compare this love is very difficult to understand. Mahaprabhu has said that one moment of separation is like a juga. Juga aitam nimeshena chakshusha paprisa aitam sunna aitam jagat sarvam govinda virahayam. How it is possible? And Sanatana Goswami explained it is possible. When Krishna goes to the forest, hurting the cows, grazing the cows, there are a lot of trees. Because Krishna goes at the front and behind a lot of gopas, cowherd boys are following him. Sometimes Krishna become hidden behind a tree. How long is that? It's a fraction of a moment. When the gopas cannot see Krishna for that moment, they faint on the ground unconscious. That is the intensity of love. How it is possible to understand by the conditioned state? Very difficult. And what gopis are telling? Gopis are condemning Brahma. What kind of creator Brahma is? Krishna has unlimited beauty. He should give unlimited eyes to us, but he has only given two eyes. He's condemning and using very strong language. And he doesn't know how to create. He has given only two eyes, but also these two eyes, he doesn't know how to create eyes. And this eye has eyelids. And falling of the eyelids for the gopis is like a juga. How many of us understand that eyelids are falling and going up? We cannot realize. But for the gopis, it's like a juga. They cannot tolerate the separation. They cannot see Krishna for that moment and they become unconscious. So how is possible for us to understand? That's why Prabhupada said it is very, very difficult to understand this kind of love. Only we can pray to Sriman Mahaprabhu, because unless and until Mahaprabhu gives the mercy, Jodi gauro na hoito tabe ki hoito kemone dhoritam de radhara mohima prema rasa sima jagate janatoke. This secret of Vrindavan can be opened only by Sriman Mahaprabhu. That's why you are so fortunate that we are getting the opportunity to be associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. It's very, very glorious, topmost movement. Why? Because that opens the door of Vrindavan, which is closed for all the conditioned souls. So Vaishnava is, who are Vaishnavas? Those who are worshipping Vishnu, they are Vaishnavas. But we don't worship Vishnu, we worship Krishna. Worshipper of Krishna is known as Kashna. But we are known as Gauriya. Why Gauriya? Because we are worshipper of Radharani. So who can open the door of Vrindavan? Only Radharani can open. And that's why Krishna has to come as Srimati Radharani, as Sriman Mahaprabhu, to open the door of Vrindavan. That's his purpose of coming to this world. So therefore we are very, very fortunate that we have got the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada. We should take it very, very seriously. What a rare thing, rare opportunity we have got. But sometimes when you get things very easily, we don't appreciate. In the same way, we are getting this opportunity and mercy very easily, so in the same way, we are not able to appreciate the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and that's why you are not able to recognize the glories of Vrindavan. And if we cannot understand the glories of Vrindavan, even after taking shelter of Sriman Mahaprabhu, is very unfortunate. So therefore, we should pray to Sriman Mahaprabhu and all the previous acharyas, so that we are able to understand the glories of Vrindavan Dham and glories of love of Brajavasis. Then our life will become successful. And Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting that greed of hearing Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. Raganuga bhakti means bhakti based on greed. Vaidhi bhakti means out of Shraddha. But Raganuga bhakti means greed. So Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting that mood of greed. He is greedy to hear. And in the same way, when you develop that kind of greed to hear about Krishna in Vrindavan, that is the symptom of Raganuga bhakti. It's nothing something, whatever we say, go to Vrindavan, go to Radha Kund. This is not Raganuga bhakti. Raganuga bhakti means to develop the greed to hear about Krishna in Vrindavan. And when you develop that, we are at the level of Raganuga bhakti. And Prabhupada came to give that bhakti to all of us. And Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting that mood also in this verse today, to hear about Krishna in Vrindavan, because it's very glorious, Krishna's glorious activities. So when we develop that kind of greed and taste for hearing, then our life will become successful. And that is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.